Alaska Native Corporation's special right to get no-bid federal contracts came under scrutiny today on Capitol Hill. A subcommittee on contracting oversight examined the Small Business Administration's 8A program, which gives socially and economically disadvantaged businesses a leg up in securing contracts. Tribal, Alaska Native, and Hawaiian organizations get special opportunities. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill called for the hearing, and as APRN's Libby Casey reports, she had some strong criticisms of the program.
The room for the hearing on preferences given to Alaska Native corporations was packed. People stood in line for hours to get a seat, and dozens of Alaskans flew down to Washington just to attend. Many of them represent Native corporations that benefit from the Small Business Administration's 8A program, and they've waged a campaign on Capitol Hill this week to get their opinions heard. Despite the intense interest, only a handful of members of Congress were on hand. Senator McCaskill invited Alaska's senators to participate, and the three of them dominated the questioning, McCaskill critical of the contracts and Alaska senators defending them. McCaskill used to be a state auditor and kicked off the hearing by listing her concerns.
We want these small businesses to be able to get their foot in the door. But the Alaska Native corporations have used their special preferences to bust the door down.
Contracts for the Alaska Native corporations expanded from just over $500 million in the year 2000 to more than $5 billion last year. But McCaskill says that only sent home about $615 per shareholder. She pointed to a recent Inspector General report that showed 26% of all contract dollars for disadvantaged businesses around the country went to Alaska Native corporations. Deborah Ritt from the IG's office says the biggest advantage given to the Native corporations is the ability to get sole source awards of any value. They're exempt from competitive thresholds placed on other businesses in the program, and they never outgrow it. Ritt says that may be hurting other small businesses.
ANC companies are receiving a disproportionate share of the 8A obligations. Also, the procurement advantages that they enjoy and their ability to access capital and credit through their parent companies may be working to disadvantage other 8A participants.
The IG report recommends that the Small Business Administration review the impacts Native corporations are having on other businesses, and it says the advantages given to them should be re-examined. The report also recommends more oversight of the contract awards by better staffing the Alaska District Office, which has only a few employees. Concerns about squeezing out other businesses from contracts were echoed by the chief financial officer of a contractor based in upstate New York. Christina Schneider says her firm, Purcell Construction, wasn't given a chance to compete for a vital contract at the local Army post. Instead, it went to Chugach and Aludic.
Our firm and several other general contractors in northern New York were totally shut out from competing for this contract. We were given various reasons for this decision, ranging from there not being enough time to procure this contract using traditional methods to the unbelievable argument that this sole source contract would lead to the most potential for involvement by local companies.
No heads of Alaska Native corporations were invited to testify, but Julie Kitka, president of the Alaska Federation of Natives, was added to the witness list at the request of Alaska's senators. She emphasized the positive ripple effect the contracts have and told the senators that Alaska Natives are getting the intended benefits out of the program.
The scholarships, the internship opportunities, the work opportunities are real. Are there improvements that can be done? Of course there's improvements that can be done. But there's many other factors that need to be in place to help our Native population, to grow our workforce in these contracting opportunities and in other sectors.
Sarah Lukeen is executive director of the Native American Contractors Association in Washington, but grew up in the small Kodiak Island community of Port Lions. She says she was disheartened to hear the program described as a loophole.
That term ignores the reality of our severe socioeconomic disadvantages. The fact that Native enterprises are owned by Native communities that are destitute and geographically isolated, decimated by centuries of failed federal policies, yet are still responsible for the health and welfare of thousands of their people, their descendants and dependents, that's real.
As the hearing closed after nearly 3 hours of testimony and questioning, Senator McCaskill acknowledged the unique struggles and challenges Alaska Natives face. But she said she still wants to see the corporations work without sole source contracts. McCaskill said they've gotten too big and powerful to be given such an advantage.
The question is, how long will we continue to have a preference in the law that squeezes out good companies like Christina Schneider's and lots of companies in many, many states in this country that have the willingness to work for the government for less to provide the same service? And that's really what this is about. And I think we've gotten mixed up with whether or not Alaska Natives are entitled to something from the federal government and whether this is the best mechanism to deliver it.
McCaskill said she's concerned overall with a lack of competitiveness in government contracting. And while this is just one piece of the puzzle, it's one she intends to keep looking at. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.